Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag market and closing grain comments for Wednesday, February 26th. Will the volatility and anxiety over the spread of the coronavirus continues to leak over from the stock market into the other commodities? We had corn in the May trade down 2 cents. Finished at 374.5. We put in a low at 372.5. Now that takes out the contract low from back on September 9th, where we traded as low as 74.75. So this is now a new contract low and low close. Did rally a couple of cents off the lows there as the stock market was making a little bit of a comeback, but we've had the Dow Jones went from down around 400 points overnight to up about 400 points in the first hour of trading. Drifting back lower, was down a couple hundred points recently, and so this volatility again putting a little bit of uncertainty across all the markets. First notice day is Friday for March contracts, so any futures positions there on the long side of the equation need to be out by Thursday on the close. USDA did announce a sale this morning, 123,000 tons of optional origin corn to South Korea. Export sales estimates for tomorrow are looking for between 800,000 and 1.3 million metric tons. So again, we'll see here how this headline-driven market shakes out. Now reports that the virus is spreading again to some other countries. So as a new headline comes out, so goes the market. Wheat finished inside of yesterday's range. You had May finished down a penny and a quarter in Chicago at 535.75. Kansas City, May down 2.75 at 459.25. And in Minneapolis, we had the May finish up a quarter cent at 530 even. Estimates for tomorrow's exports between 400 and 675,000 metric tons. And moving to the soybeans, finishing positive, up 3.75 cents at 8.92. We put in a high earlier in the day around 8.99. A report came out that Argentina would be halting registrations for export until they are able to throw a little bit of a tax hike onto those. And so that gave a quick boost here in Chicago, fearing maybe that some people might move their purchases here due to that decision, but the market backed off again pretty quickly. So we still have the coronavirus headlines dominating the market here, keeping a lid on things. Export sales estimates tomorrow for between 600 and 900,000 tons of beans. Also taking a beating here due to the headlines on the virus. We've got crude oil putting in about a 13-month low, down $1.24 a barrel at $48.66. The dollar trading a little bit stronger, up 9 ticks, 98.99. And at this point, as I speak here, industrials down about 125 points. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.